All right, Larry Brooks, LA Coliseum, first of all, how many references, how many talk? I heard them, even Lurch talked about it on the thing. How many LA Coliseum jokes did you?
It was right from the beginning. I got here this morning. Everybody was like, oh, my God, Brooks. You know, the whole story, that freaking video comes out every 6 months or whatever, and it just goes viral, it seems like, and I'm just, I hate it, but it is what it is. Yeah. I mean, it's just funny that we came back here, you know, and I actually walked up there and looked at it, and just, you know, it was part of my racing career, so, I mean, it just, it was awesome, and I'll live with it.
Knowing you, though, like, you know, I've done a couple stories with you about your racing career, and you're not happy with... You didn't win as much as you thought you should. You know, you thought you should have had better results. So probably being reminded of this horrific crash, you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It just, you know, I look back on my career and think I could have done things a little different, a little better. But, you know, I really try not to regret the past because, you know, you would just do that every day. So I just try to live every day like it's a new day and, you know, kind of forget that stuff. But I had a great career, you know, it was long and I felt like I did okay. And now I get to do what I love to do, which is still work with motorcycles.
Right. Yeah, it's funny to your Instagram where you circled the pillar that you hit. anyways, hey, Ken, man, he's frisky. All three of these races, really good tonight, like really putting heat on Jet. And look, Sexton won the first one, but halfway through that second one, I'm like, is Ken Roczen put the most pressure on Jet all season long, right? Like, he had the second most laps in lead in the Nationals. And, like, it's possible that Kenny gave Jet the most run he had all year.
I mean, every race that Ken raced Jet, it seemed like he was battling with him in one way or the other, leading him or on him or whatever. And, you know, Jet's riding really good. He's young and spry, and he rides really good. But, I mean, Ken, we've actually... We're in a really good place right now with him. I think he's happy with the motorcycle. He's happy with the team. He's happy with his life. And, you know, sometimes you're in a dark place and you got to pull yourself out. And I think he's done that. You know, I'm pretty proud of him. And I think he did really good. And he's riding, like you said, you know, real spunky, you know, and real hard like a 20-year-old. So, and he's not 20.
He's not. He didn't get the start in the second one. And his scrub... going off the double up the parasol, like ridiculous,
so
like
gnarly. Like he does things. I text him the other day, like, sometimes you race, or every time you race, you just you give me that wow thing. You know, and he just does things that are unbelievable on the motorcycle, and you know, and he's just that type of guy. There's always those high tiered guys that can do that, and he is definitely one of them.
That scrub and that charge to the front, because he knew he had to get there right away, reminded me of, like, guys like that can pull it out of their asses,
right.
James, Jeremy, Chad. When they need to, they can pull it out. And remind all of us to be like, oh, wait, like, he's really good.
Right. I mean, he's unbelievable, actually, you know. And I think just the talent that he has, his natural talent, I think, is greater than the majority of the guys, you know, that I've ever worked with. Yeah. And that's saying a lot. I've worked with some pretty good guys, and he definitely opens my eyes, makes my mouth drop open sometimes. But, you know, in that main event, he came from behind. I wish that start was a little bit better, but I mean, he moved himself up to the lead, and I think he would have challenged for the lead if, you know, he didn't get bundled up with some lap riders and stuff, but it happens. It's part of racing.
Chiz was telling me he's been really good with his bike. Chiz has been on the track with him, really happy with his bike, not really touching it. Really happy with the chassis and suspension. And for Ken, that I guess that means, you know, good things.
Right? That's huge. Yeah. Like, you know, and when we started working together, you know, some people told me, oh, my God, Ken Roczen, he's this, he's that.
And I heard the same stuff you did.
And so I was just like, oh, my God, I'm in for a long year, you know. And he never really turned into that guy, you know. Like, he just worked hard. And, you know, he was always there and ready to test. And he would test from morning to sunset. And it was crazy. Yeah. Like, you know, he was nothing like people thought.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, you know, the different environment that he was in or the different motorcycle. I don't know what it was.
Some of it is for sure, right? Just being a new lease on life, being happier, right?
Maybe. I mean, I think he enjoys being around our team, you know, on this team. And, I mean, it just seems to work out for him. And, You know, and I work hard to make it good for him too, and make him happy. So I think he sees that, and it's enjoyable.
Look, you've been around the sport for 100 years. You've seen supercrosses, motocrosses, ultracrosses, you name it. You've raced it. You've seen it. What did you think of what Feld and MX Sports are trying to do here? Three races, you know, two mains, single, double, triple points, all that thing. What did you make of the whole series in general? What did you like about it, and what was your attitude?
So before the series started, you know, these big super motocross races or whatever.
Still a dumb name, by the way, right?
Yeah, it's okay, not right, good. Okay. But I was really skeptical. I thought, oh my God, it's going to be like these, you know, the Monster Cup tracks, and I never liked those. You know, I didn't think they were very good for racing. I didn't think they were very good events. But we went to the first race, and I thought everything went really good. You know, the way the track was laid out, the way the riders could race the track and one another, and I was a little bit dumbfounded, thinking, oh my God, you know, this was pretty good, but it'll get worse. Yeah, you know, went to the next race, it was even better. Yeah. You know, it was like, wow, okay, this is a gnarly motocross track, but inside a stadium. And then we come here, and this track was a little simple, you know, but
this was more Monster Cup-ish.
Exactly. Yeah. And it showed the way that the guys raced it, but it was a great show. Yeah. Like I think they raced it well. It was good for racing, you know, good for the spectators, good for the media. I think it was good for everybody. And, you know, I was a little bit in awe that it worked out so well. Yeah. So, I mean, I give it up to Feld and MX Sports, and they did a great job.
Sure. Yeah, I felt like there was some fatigue from crew members I talked to a little bit starting the thing, you know.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of you guys, and maybe even us, wish there was less races.
Yeah.
But these did work overall.
Right, for sure. I think it was really good for our sport. The money that they had for, you know, the purses, I think that drew a little bit of attention to our sport. Yeah. Obviously it's good for our riders, good for our teams, but you know, it seemed to work out really well for everybody. So, I mean, hats off to them. Hats off to all the promoters. They did a great job.
Yeah, it was cool. I think overall. So cool. Thanks, Brooks.
All right. You're welcome.